150 years ago this month, this Saturday, in fact, Colorado experienced what came to be known as the Sand Creek Massacre. Back in the 1860s, relations between the Cheyenne and the Arapaho and the white settlers were so contentious, it was actually described as the Colorado War. The story is told this Thursday night on Rocky Mountain PBS, a one-hour documentary on the Sand Creek Massacre. And producer for that documentary is Mario Rodriguez McGill, who joins us in studio. Good morning, Mario.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
You've got a great elevator speech for what is Sand Creek, because if you're not from Colorado, you probably have never heard about it.
Yes, actually, November 29th, 1864, John Shivington led between 600 and 700 cavalry and militia to a peaceful encampment of Cheyenne and Arapaho, who were camped in an area called Sandy Creek. And they were there under the protection of the U.S. Army. They were told that they were safe there. And on that morning, the sun rose and the camp was attacked. And the thing to remember about this camp is that it was a chief's camp. It was mostly filled with elderly women and children. And so the attack happened. It was unexpected. And around 200 individuals died that day.
It really has become infamous in relations between settlers and the Native Americans who inhabited the land before. Now, going back 150 years to tell this story, are you finding people have no idea what you're talking about?
Yeah, it was interesting. A lot of people will drive down to southeastern Colorado and they'll see that historical marker on the side of the road and not really know what occurred at Sand Creek. So this was a really, really interesting story to learn about. And there are a lot of complex details, but it was definitely an amazing, amazing opportunity to be able to learn about this.
You had to travel quite a bit to produce this, not just to that part of Colorado around, what's the town that we know?
It's outside of Eads. It's where the Sandy Creek area is. But yes, after in the aftermath of Sand Creek, the Cheyenne and Arapaho moved out of Colorado. So usually for Colorado Experience episodes, we travel around the state of Colorado. But in this case, we had to venture down to Oklahoma. We were welcomed by the Southern Cheyenne and Arapaho. We were there for a week. It was amazing. And then we actually went up to Montana and visited the Northern Cheyenne. And we weren't able to go to Wyoming, but we did have the Northern Arapaho come down and speak with us here in Denver.
Mario Rodriguez McGill, a producer with Rocky Mountain PBS. Let's hear a clip from this documentary airing Thursday night. It's about the Sand Creek Massacre.
There was a lady in Watonga that had survived Sand Creek. Her name was Yellow Woman, and she had a bullet hole in her thigh that the soldiers had shot her when she was 6 years old at Sand Creek. And she grew up, very old. And she showed everybody that black bullet hole, that the bullet went straight through.
We had an ancestor at Sand Creek. Her name was Red Dress Woman. Her mother had her run and dig a place in the sand, the banks of the river. They dug a hole, and there was overgrowth that kind of went over the banks. So they went in there and they dug, and that's where she hid, Red Dress Woman hid.
Mario Rodriguez McGill, who produced this feature on Sand Creek, it sounds pretty heavy. It was a really tragic event, but there were survivors, and that's news to some of us.
Yes, it is a very, very heavy story, and I feel emotional every time I hear this, especially this section of the film. We were very lucky because 22 descendants of the survivors of Sand Creek came forward and agreed to speak with us while making this film. And it was just so amazing to have people open up to us and share these stories that have been shared, these oral traditions that have been shared from generation to generation. They're stories of survival. They're stories of heartbreak. They're these important stories that if you've never heard these before, I encourage you to tune in and listen and learn more about these events from the stories of the people who are actually there. You won't find these stories in the history books.
There's so much, there's no way to get squeezed into this interview or a one-hour documentary. Everything about Sand Creek, how it slowed down the bid for statehood, what happened to the governor, the territorial governor at the time, John Evans, who actually founded the University of Denver, or the seminary that became University of Denver. More recently, up at the University of Colorado, one of the lieutenants in the raid, David Nichols, there's a dorm, but the name of that dorm was changed from Nichols Hall to Cheyenne Arapaho Hall. So this is sort of one of those events in Colorado history that just continues to ripple out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of the lessons I've really learned from working on this is that the healing does, in fact, continue. It's very much still an open wound. And one of the main ways that we can really help to aid in the healing process is education. And I'm hoping that films like this and other events that are happening throughout the state in commemoration of the 150th speaker series, different presentations, the spiritual healing run and walk that is coming up soon, these are all different avenues to help the healing process continue.
It airs Thursday night on Rocky Mountain PBS, a one-hour special, a part of the Colorado Experience series. You mentioned a healing run. Details are at this website, sandcreekmassacre150.com. That people are actually going to run from Sand Creek to Denver?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's true. On the 29th, which is the anniversary, the 150th, there will be ceremonies and different presentations at the actual healing site down outside of Eads. The run begins at the site just outside of Eads in Kiowa County on the 30th of November, and it will end on December 3rd on the west steps of the Capitol. There will be presentations there. If you're interested in learning more or becoming a part of this healing process, I would encourage you to head out there. It's open to the public, and it should be a very interesting day.
The documentary Sand Creek Massacre, a part of Colorado Experience, directed by Julie Speer and produced by Mario Rodriguez McGill, our guest this morning. Thank you, Mario.
Thank you so much for having me.